Once again, the readings are all about the power of repentance. How powerful a thing it is. There'll be another reading coming during Lent where the Lord tells Ezekiel, if I tell you to go and talk to that fellow to change his life and you don't go, you are responsible. That's pretty heavy, right? But it shows you how obligated we are to help each other. And so, that's why this, see, if a wicked man turns away from all the sins he committed, if he keeps all my statutes and does what is right and just, he shall surely live. That's the power of repentance. He shall not die. That's the power of repentance. None of the crimes he committed shall be remembered against him. On the other hand, if the virtuous man turns from his virtuous path, why, the principle is, what are you doing now? You know, sometimes we think, well, you know, the Lord will be nice to me. I was good when I was 3. It doesn't work that way. Certainly the Lord will remember that, but what we're doing now. Now, then we have this beautiful psalm, huh? Mima hamakim karatiki Adonai. From the depths I cry to you, Lord. Hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive. If you should mark her iniquities, who can stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be revered. Now, how does that apply, do you think, to everything going on around us right now? All this ebb and flow, the abortion stuff, and now the big mess over about the funeral. By the way, I hope you all get that. I think we're sending it out. Father Bill Byrne wrote a beautiful thing about the Eucharist. And it's out, is it? Good. It's in the Post website, isn't it? Okay, well, take a look at it. Or we're going to send it out. But it's on the Post website. And God bless them, they didn't change a word. You never know with them, you know. Now, the question is this. You see, we have to move in all of this at a much deeper level than the apparent conflict. You know, the abortion and now the HHS mandate and now the, you know, whatever is going to transpire across the street. We can be tempted to take all that on psychologically and physically on the level in which it is occurring. And we will be enormously deceived. Because that's not the level from which this stuff comes. This is at a much deeper level. This is the work, ultimately, of Satan. And we have to be there, you know, at that level, in order to confront this. And we owe it to those who are opposing us, we owe it to them in love to bring them there. If you want to just meditate on the way our Lord answered people, let the one without sin among you cast the first stone. You know, give to Caesar what's Caesar's, give to God what's God's. Look at that wisdom. Where does that come from? A depth. A depth. You would have no authority over me if it weren't given to you from above. You know, there's a depth. We're called to that depth. And to live at that depth is not to get caught up in all the ebb and flow and surges of anger and whatever, you know. is to come from there. And to do that, we have to have a serious life of prayer. Or we'll be caught up into this. We'll probably, you know, we'll go shoot somebody, but our efforts will be wasted because we're trying to solve the problem on the apparent level. And that's not where the problem is coming from. And so you see, this is why our Lord says, you know, you heard, don't kill. That's right, don't kill. Don't insult your brother. You see, he says, you see, whoever is angry with his brother is liable to judgment. And that doesn't mean, oh, you're angry, I've judged. No, that means condemnation. You see, whoever says to his brother, Raka, which means you godless fool, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. Well, the Sanhedrin's gone, but there's plenty of other. In other words, we can be tempted to be living at the level in which all this stuff is coming at us. You know, be glued to the TV or the newspaper or the computer, watching it all go on, and be right there and miss the point. We're supposed to be living at another level where the Spirit of God can change our hearts so that we see with God's clarity and we love with God's love. And so it's a chance for the church to grow up. Our enemies are doing us a favor. We're finally going to grow up and not be caught up in the... I'm not saying you don't notice it. Of course you notice it. It's going on. They could, now with all the rest, they could start protests, Carhartt-style protests out there against us, you know. They've got the same legal right to do that as we do. Are you going to get nervous and angry? No. Who's going to help you? The Lord Jesus Christ himself. We have to, see, we have to be there. Otherwise, besides getting emotionally exhausted, we'll be on the wrong side of the fence. The call is to go deeper. That means if you want to really be radical, make sure you're praying an hour a day. Oh, you looked at me like, whoa, an hour a day. Yeah, an hour a day. Well, you got a little baby. We can cut it down, you know. But an hour a day. You've got to do it. I get bored after 10 minutes. So what? You know, this is not an amusement park, this life, you know. So what? For the love of your neighbor, stick it out. Bring along your rosary. Bring along your prayer book. Do whatever. But I'm not getting up from this place until I pray it an hour. That's that. Because the world needs it. And we need it. And so we have to do it. However, you're going to be able to do it. This is a happy morning, isn't it? I must be saying something important. Everything's going wrong. Except your baby. Their baby's not going wrong. Anyway, that's the message. It's a call. How, where are we going to get the clarity? You know, it's as if they drag you into court. Don't worry. The Holy Spirit will speak in you. Well, we better get practiced. Get now in tune with the Holy Spirit. You know? You ever read that book, which I will tell you about in another sermon, because I should stop now. But we are no match for the spirit that's driving these people. We are no match by ourselves. But the Holy Spirit is. And that's why we have to get there.